So in Parshas VaYakov Pekudei, Hashem Yisparach chooses Betzalel and Ahaliyah for the construction of the Mishkan. And we have to understand why Davka, these two tzaddikim, were chosen out of all of Klal Yisrael, and what the meaning of that is, and what that means L'dayrus for us. Secondly, and we'll see how these questions, they seem unrelated right now, but Mitzvah Hashem will come together. There's a Medrash Pliya, which says on the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, those famous words, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mikan Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. From here is the concept of Arvas. And perhaps the pashut pshat in that is Hashem Yisrach gave each and every one of us a chelek alakam ima when he said Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And because we're all bound by one shtick, Neshama, Chelek of Elokos, so we're all responsible for each other. Perhaps there are other ways to understand this, and let's see, Mitzvah Hashem. And lastly, for now, we find when Yaakov, I should say Moshe, is giving brachas to Klal Yisrael, Zaysa Bracha, so he omits the bracha to Shemur. Rashi points out, according to the Medrash, that the bracha to Shimon can be found in the bracha to Yehuda. At least a remnant to it. Because the pasuk says, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, Evel Amai Tivienu. Shema is a lashon of Shimon, to hear. Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. But we can find Shimon in the bracha of Yehuda. And the question is, what's that all about? Does Shimon have a bracha? Does he not have a bracha? And if he doesn't have a bracha, so why is he hinted to? And if he has a bracha, why dafka in the Shevet of Yehuda? How does that work? So let's use this as a way to get into the sugya of Shevet Yehuda. And to understand the malchus of Beis Yehuda. We know in Klal Yisrael there's two malchios. There's the malchus of Yosef, and there's the malchus of Yehuda. Yosef is Melech Mitzrayim. And L'Asa Lava, in Mitzvah Hashem, there will be Mashiach ben Yosef, just like there will be a Mashiach ben David from Shevet Yehuda. And the Malchus of Yosef is different than the Malchus of Yehuda. The Medrash explains that Yosef's Zechus to Malchus was through his Mid of Gvura, of being Koivish as Yetzer, particularly with Eshes Potiphar. That overcame that taiva, which was lashma, of course, to do the right thing for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And immediately after that, he sent into the Bor, which is the beginning of his coming up, interpreting the dreams and finding the malchus. Yosef is called Hamashbir, which in the Torah, pashtus, it means that he provides parnasa for Mitzrayim, for the world. But in primis, it means that he was somebody who was breaking his Yetzirah, and he went down to Mitzrayim, as Yaakov sees, Ki Yeshever B'Mitzrayim, there's somebody who's breaking the Klipas Mitzrayim. And Yosef did that by overcoming Nesionos each and every day in Mitzrayim, until he was Zeche to be the Melech Mitzrayim, because whatever Mitzrayim had to offer, Yosef was bigger than that. So he was Zeche to rule over Mitzrayim. So this is the Taichan, Malchus Beis Yosef. Now, different than that is the Malchus Beis Yehuda. The Malchus of Yehuda is rooted in the Midah of Arvas. After selling Yosef, Yehuda was in a very low place. And eventually, he comes back as being the Melech of his brothers. But the moment of that Malchus is Nesgala, when he takes accountability from Binyamin, and he tells Yaakov, you can count on me, Anochi Avenu, Miyadi Tzavakshenu. Chazal say that he was giving away his Olam Haba, which is his everything, which is his Nitzchias, on behalf of Binyamin. Not because he had something to gain from it, because they were going to die, but because this was the Mid of Yehuda. That he was willing to give up his life and everything on behalf of another Jew. And look what happens. Yosef takes Binyamin. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. There's the battle of these two kings. And the Malchus of Yehuda overcomes the Malchus of Yosef. Velo yachal Yosef lehisapik. Yosef couldn't hold back, and he says, Ani Yosef. He was defeated by Yehuda. Now we know that the Malchus of Yehuda will reign supreme, and the Malchus of Yosef will be only Mishnah Lemelech, like he was the Paro. And this says a lot about the different Malchus and Bnei Yisrael, and it's not the time to expound upon that. It's a very beautiful sugya. But it was that quality of Yehuda, of Anechi Avenu, which was the deciding factor in his Malchus. Now Chazal tell us that in this showdown between Yehuda and Yosef, Yehuda approached Yosef like a lion. And he roared, Gur Arya Yehuda. And Chazal, in great detail, bring an unbelievable story of this showdown between Yehuda and Yosef. And part of it is that very far away in Eretz Canaan, the son of Dan, his name was Chushim. He was a deaf mute. He heard this roar of Yehuda, and he came running by his side, and together they roared in front of Yosef and threatened to destroy all of Mitzrayim. What's this idea of Chushim coming and standing by Yehuda's side? The Indian is that Dan, Chushim, like we said, roared like a lion, as the Pasuk says, Dan Gur Arya Yizanek Min HaBashan, that this Midah of Avas Yisrael, which Yehuda displayed, Dan displays it as well. The fact that Chushim came and he stood with Yehuda on behalf of Binyamin. And we see this again by the Kfura of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us that as they were burying Yaakov and Masa Machpelah, Esav came and he protested. And Chazal say that there was Chushim ben Dan once again, wondering what was going on. And they said, Esav is making a macha. And Chushim said, I'm not going to let this happen. Bizyonis to my grandfather. And he killed Esav. That's one day in the Medrash, which most people are familiar with. Another day in the Medrash says that in fact Yehuda killed Esav. The Pasuk says, Yadcha bo'aref ha'ivecha. Moshe's bracha to Yehuda, that your hand is at the throat of your enemy. So here again we have Yehuda and Chushim not standing on their own kavod, but on the kavod of Yaakov Avinu, that he should be buried. So this duo of Yehuda and Chushim, this mida of arvus that they have, runs very deep. And perhaps we can explain, looking forward in history, other situations where we find this combination of Yehuda and Chushim / Dan. Let's go to Purim. We have Purim, a replicate of what exactly we find by the Maisa of Yehuda, Binyamin, and Yosef. There's a king. His name is Tzofnas Paneach / Yosef. Takes Binyamin. Yehuda stands up. There's a king. His name is Achashverosh. He takes Esther from Shevet Binyamin. And there, lo and behold, we have Mordechai HaYehudi from Shevet Yehuda. And where do we see the Chushim ben Dan? So we find Ramazim to Dan's participation in the Nes of Purim. First and foremost, I'll pay a little Hakdama. We know that every Sheva corresponds to a month. 12 months, 12 Shvatim. And the Mepharshim have different ways of corresponding Shvatim to months, but the Ari divides them according to the Degalim. And Bekitzer, it comes out that Chodesh Nisan is Yehuda, Tishrei is Ephraim, for example, Teves is Dan. And if you take a look in the Megillah, very rarely does the Megillah make actual mention of any Chadashim. But it's very specific in telling us that Esther was taken to the Beis HaMalchus of Achashverosh in Chodesh Teves. I maybe go so far as to prove that it was on Asar B'Tavis, which would explain that Bnei Yisrael saw this snatching of Esther as being like a Churban Beis HaMikdash. They saw it as being very symbolic. However, she was taken in Chodesh Teves, which is the month of Dan. In the same way that Haman thought that by the girl falling at an other would be very opportune for him, yet it turned out to be not in his favor. So too, taking Esther in Teves looked very good for the Sitra Achra, but in the end, there was a Vanahapachu. And Dan, and the fact that Esther was brought to the Beis HaMachash, turned out to be the Siba and the Shirish for the Gula Sisra. So we see Dan's participation in that way. The actual Nesach Purim took place in Chodesh Nisan, which is the month of Yehuda. So we see, again, this duo of Yehuda and Dan. But even more so, Haman is mentioned in the Megillah 54 times, which is Gematria Dan. And we know, in a very quiet way, the Nes of Purim was also through Hasach, which the Gemara says is Daniel. And the Gemara has a memra, Amir Yehuda, Amir Shmuel, Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. Sometimes we find small names and big names, like Shem from Shimon, and God from Gadiel, and Dan from Daniel. So even Daniel is a reference to Dan, and his quiet participation in the Nes. So we see Yehuda.
What does it say, Hasach?
And Dan. Hasach was the in-between between Mordechai and Esther. Okay. Haman killed him, but it was in the schus of Nisas, Daniel slash Hasach, that brought about the Yeshua. There's another shir on that, the Wahi Torah. I think it was last year. We expanded upon that in Yemesiyat HaDishma. And you can say also by Chanukah as well. Because Chanukah, we know, begins in Kislev and runs into Teves. And these months, Kislev and Teves, correspond to Binyamin and Dan. Binyamin was the one taken captive. And there was Dan by his side. So you see that the Or of Ner Chanukah is associated with Kislev and Teves, which is Binyamin and Dan. But also with Shevet Yehuda and Nisan, because the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the 8 days of the Miluim. That the Beis HaMikdash, Sheini, the Bayis Sheini, was inaugurated during Chanukah. And those were 8 days. Where did they get 8 days from? Because of the Shemona Simei HaMiluim of the Mishkan, which were 8 days. And that led right into Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These are the 8 days which belong to Nisan, which was the dedication of the Mishkan. So it was this combination, once again, of Yehuda, Binyamin, and Dan by the Nes of Chanukah. And in the same way that Chanukah was a dedication of the Bayis Sheni, so too, if we take a look at Bayis Rishon, we also have that it was this combination of Shlomo, who built the Bayis Rishon, and a man named Chiram from Tzur, the Navi says. Not to be confused with Chiram Melech Tzur, it's a different person, although it's in the same perek that the two of them are mentioned. Chiram Melech Tzur donated the Arazim for the Beis HaMikdash. Chiram from Tzur was Shlomo's right-hand man in building the Beis HaMikdash. So, Yehuda, of course, is from Shevet Yehuda. Shlomo was from Shevet Yehuda. Chiram from Tzur, the Pasuk says, is from Naphtali. However, the Gemara in Erechin in the first perek says that Chiram from Tzur, yes, his father was from Shevet Naphtali, but his mother was from Shevet Dan. So even in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a combination between Yehuda and Dan. Which, going back to our original question, what's the deal with Yehuda and Ahaliyav? Well, Yehuda is from Shevet, Bezalel and Ahaliyav, Bezalel is from Shevet Yehuda, and Ahaliyav is from Shevet Dan. What we see from here, that it's the schus of the Mesiras Nefesh that Yehuda and Dan had for Binyamin, that Yehuda and Dan had for Yaakov Avinu, that Achdus and Klal Yisrael, which allowed them to build the Mishkan, that it was through their hands. Because the Mishkan is a place which brings all of Klal Yisrael together, and it has to be built by those who feel that sense of Achrayis and Arvus for Klal Yisrael. And that begins with Yehuda, Anachi Avenu, and it follows through to Dan as well. We find this in Pesach, Habalina L'Toiva, because by Shvi Yishol Pesach, and of course Pesach falls out in Chodesh Nisan, which is the month of Yehuda, the Yam Sof refused to split on Shvi Yishol Pesach, and it was Nachshon who stepped up. Why did the Yam not want to split? So Chazal say, Halalo Ovdei Avodah Zara, Halalo Ovdei Avodah Zara. What do you mean, Bnei Yisrael were not Ovdei Avodah Zara? Yes, they were, because Chazal tell us that in the back pockets of some of the Yidden who were there, they had Pesel Shalmicha, which is in Yitzhahara, Abu Nazar, which they served in Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us that wasn't Shevet Dan. And the reason why the Yom Tov wouldn't split was because Halal of the Abu Nazar, Shevet Dan is worshiping Abu Nazar, but Nachshon from Shevet Yehuda, the Nasi, went in and he gave up his life that it should split on behalf of Shevet Yehuda. And already we see the origins of this relationship, of this arvis between Shevet Yehuda and the Shevet of Dan. By Pesach, out of all places. Perhaps that's why his name is Nachshon, because he was Moser Nefesh from Dan. And Dan is compared not only to a lion, but also to a snake. Yehi Dan Nachash Ali Derech. And perhaps Ami Nadav is like Nadav Ami, that he gave up his life for the sake of his people. But for who? For Nachshon, for the Nachash amongst them, which is Shevet Dan. Understanding this relationship between Yehuda and Dan and the significance in building the Bais Rishon, in the Chanukah of the Bais Sheni, and in building the Mishkan, gives us an insight into that which Chazal say, that Yaakov thought that Shimshon would be Mashiach. And his brachas to Dan, which is why he says, Lishuas HaKivisi Hashem, he's disappointed, he sees the end of Shimshon, but he says, I still have hope Mashiach will come. What's unique about Shimshon? So the Gemara tells us that Shimshon, that his father was from Shevet Dan, but his mother was from Shevet Yehuda. Now, my Rebbe has a very beautiful remnant when it comes to the Leil Seder. He says that the words which promise Yitzias Mitzrayim are the two big words, Dan Anaichi, that Hashem says in the Rizpan Abbasayim to Avram Avinu, that I will judge those who oppress my children. And my Rebbe says that Dan Anaichi is an allusion to the Matzah, because Dan Anaichi is Gematria Matzah, 135. And in the same way, we take the middle matzah and we split it into two. We could take this gematria of Dan and Anaichi and to split it into two. One is called Dan, and one is called Anaichi. So he explains. Dan is a remez to the Makos Mitzrayim, that Hashem judged the Mitzrayim, which is what the word Dan means. But the word Anaichi is a hint to the giving of the Torah 50 days later, which is why we take the bigger portion, because Anaichi is bigger in gematria than Dan, so therefore it's the bigger one. We take that and we put it away for Tzafon, as if to say that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not complete until we come to Har Sinai. And we hear Hashem say, Anaich Hashem Elokecha. We know that the Torah mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim 50 times. So 50 days later will be the culmination, Anaich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim, the completion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he has other Ramazim on this. And this is just the beginning. So perhaps for our intents and purposes, we could say as follows. That in the same way that Dan Anaichi is Gematria Matzah, we can say that Dan Anaichi is a remez to Dan and Yehuda. Dan is Shevet Dan, it's obvious, but Anaichi is a remez to Yehuda, who said Anaichi Yervenu. And the reason why these two parts of the Matzah of Yehuda and Dan can be one before we break them, it's one Matzah, is because Yehuda and Dan are really one. And that took place on Pesach with Nachshon, but even before that with Yehuda and Dan, as we mentioned, with Yehuda and Chushan. So Dan in Anaichi is a remez to Yehuda and to Shevet Dan. And that's how we put this chelik of the Matzah Anaichi later, not just because of Matan Torah, yes, but also because of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who will eventually come from Mashiach ben David. He comes from Yehuda. But in the same way that Matzah is Gematria Dan Anaichi, we can say that Matzah is also referred to as Lechem Oni. And Lechem Oni, which is 208, is Gematria Betzalel V'Ahaliyav. And you can say that Betzalel corresponds to Anaichi, which is Yehuda, and Ahaliyav corresponds to the Chelik of Dan. Now going back to our question, which we mentioned earlier, we already spoke about Betzalel and Ahaliyav and the significance of them in the beginning of the Mishkan. But we also asked in regards to Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Shimon finds a place in the bracha of Yehuda. Why does he find refuge in Yehuda's bracha? Because Yehuda is the melech. In the midah of malchus of Yehuda is Anochi Yarvenu, Miyadi Tevakshenu. If there's a Jew who's in need, Yehuda makes a space for him. And B'derech Remez, even if you take the midli of the word Yehuda, which is just the letters which are spelled out of the letters of Yehuda, it's Gematria Shimon. Shimon has a place in Yehuda. And Shimon, Yehuda, together is Gematria Malchus. That's the Malchus of Yehuda. It's called Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Vel Amay Tevienu. He brings those in his nation within himself. And this is just in line with everything which we've said about Yehuda, that he takes achrayas, like he took achrayas for Dan and for Binyamin. And he outduels Yosef by saying, "Benafsha kashur benafsha," not just in his kesher to Yaakov, but Yehuda has a nafsha kashur benafsha kesher with Binyamin. And this is a very deep point to understand, that although Yosef was blood brothers with Binyamin even more than Yehuda, because they were brothers from their father and the mother, Yehuda was only brothers with Binyamin mitzad, the father. But because Yehuda was moser nefesh to give up his chelik from Olam Haba for Binyamin, that means that his kesher was even deeper than the kesher that Yosef's was. And that's why, of this machlekes between Yehuda and Yosef, Yehuda prevails. Yehuda prevails in this machlekes because the kesher of Yehuda is nafsho kshur benafsho. It runs even deeper than Yosef's, which is only beguf, but Yehuda's is benefesh. This is the mach of Sobeis Yehuda. This we can explain also, anay chashem alokecha, the chazal darshan, from here, Mikan kol Yisrael arevim zelaze. What's the remez from here? So perhaps Chazal are bothered by the kash of the mafarshim. Do ask, why does it say anoichi and not the word ani? Many times in the Torah we find ani Hashem over here. It's anoichi Hashem elokecha. But perhaps what the Medrash is saying is that the reason why Hashem opened with the word anoichi is because to teach us that the Torah is built on the mid of arvus, of which Yehuda said anoichi ervenu. Mikan kol Yisrael arevim zelaze. This is the foundation of Torah, like Rabbi Akiva's teaching. But to allude to the Anoichi, which we spoke about, that the Don is on the night of Pesach, but the Anoichi of Yehuda is going to be 50 days later, that's the Anoichi of Hashem Elokecha, which is the Mid of Yehuda of Kol Yisrael Rebim Zalaz. In conclusion, we can explain with this why it is that the Gemara tells us that although every single Shevet had their own chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim was not Nischalik L'Shvatim, Yerushalayim belonged to all of Klai Yisrael, the Mizbeach actually sat in between two Shvatim. The Mizbeach, right? Mm-hmm. The Mizbeach sat on a Ritzua between Binyamin and Yehud. That Arvis, that Mid of Anoch Yevenu, represented by the Mizbeach, which is the place of Mesiris Nefesh, the Mesiris Nefesh that Yehuda had for Binyamin, of that Hashem says, this is the Ritzua. Even the word Ritzua means to bind, like the Ritzua of Tfilin, which binds together Yehuda Binyamin. So, but Erechem is Mizbeach b'miluo. If you spell out the word Mizbeach b'milo, it's b'gematria. Call Yisrael a Revim Zelaza. That's the Nakud of the Mizbeach, is the Mid of Arvus, this is the Machus of Yehuda, this is what the base of Mikdash, the Mishkan is all about, and that's why Mashiach Tzidkenu will come to Shev Yehuda, we should be Zecha, to see with our own eyes.
Amen.
Forever, amen. Amen.